Hello and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Eric Bennett, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. Happy New Year to each of you, and I hope and pray that you're blessed this upcoming year. I'm so glad that we can study God's Word together today. If at any time you ever have a question or concern or just want to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit us at our website at www.pinetopcoc.org. Our email is pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. That's pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we'd love to have you at our services at the Pine Top Church of Christ. That's at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. And for those that are locally listening and familiar with the area, that's in the Windsor community. We normally have Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central, followed by our worship service at 9:45, and then again on Sunday evening at 4:30. But we're still currently having parking lot services at 10:30 a.m. Central Time. We'll still sing and pray and take the Lord's Supper together and study God's Word. We're just going to do that from the comfort of our car, and there's currently no evening services at this time. This morning I want to talk to you about completing our task or following through. Many of you, I'm sure, are like me and you've set a number of goals or New Year's resolution, and I hope sincerely that you can accomplish all that you've set out to do. I know sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. That being said, there's only one thing that matters ultimately in terms of following through, and that's our service to God. Please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4 this morning. Our hope is that at the end of our days here on earth, whether it be a few more days, a few more months, years, or even decades, that we'll be as prepared as Paul was at the end of his life here on earth. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6. Paul speaking to Timothy here says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." What an awesome profession of his faith, one that I hope and pray that I can say when the time comes for me to leave this world, that I've kept the faith, and I pray that you can as well. It's great to pray for that for each of us, but we're all supposed to take action to help ourselves and others reach this stage. We can't just sit back and expect someone else to do it for us. We must also be on guard for things that would derail us along the way. We need to look to verses before this statement as he's encouraging and warning his brother in Christ, Timothy. This appeal is to Timothy because this is who the letter is addressed to, but it's also included in the Bible and therefore an example for us and a warning and an exhortation for us as well. Look in verses 1 through 5 of that same chapter. Same chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. "Says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." So we must all endure afflictions. Many of y'all have already. And because we all know that we have and will have more that will come our way, if we need any proof, just look at the year 2020 and all the things that we had to deal with there. Knowing that we still in America are more blessed than a large portion of the rest of the world. But there's still a warning that some will create teachers that will teach or preach whatever they want to hear rather than what the Bible says. Many will be turned away from the truth and into fables or falsehoods. Have you all seen that happening around you or maybe even to you? It isn't that hard for us to stay behind and to bend the truth the way that we want to better serve ourselves, right? And Satan, he's the king of bending the truth. Look at what he did with Adam and Eve at the beginning, and he continues with this same method still today. Just look at the world today, and many of the things that used to be looked down upon or even to be shameful, they're now accepted or even glorified. That's why we must keep our faith, just as Paul talked about. But just like with any goal we have, we know that We have to know if it's achievable or not, right? We don't set a goal that's unachievable. Well, Paul tells us in verse 8, it says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." So not only does he have a chance of a crown of righteousness, all of us that love God's appearing have this hope as well. Our Lord God has given us so many talents and abilities to serve him, to help others serve him as well, so that we can all have this crown of righteousness. We must just keep our eyes on the prize. Well, how do we do this, many may ask? There's so much happened to me or around me, or so many things that I've done in the past. How can I possibly look forward to a crown of righteousness or be happy to see the Lord coming? Well, remember Paul, this same Paul who was talking to Timothy, the things that he did, he was guilty of the persecution and death of many Christians. He even called himself the chief of sinners. Yet in Christ, he still has hope. He shares this again with the saints in Philippi. Look with me in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14 reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." See, Paul, he couldn't focus on those things that he had done, but only on the things that he was going to do. He pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in God, Jesus Christ. We can't afford to look back. None of us. We all must always be looking forward to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We're exhorted in God's Word to not only do this for ourselves, but to help others, like we talked about along the way. Right? We're given examples on how to do this, and then some non-examples on those who did not keep the faith. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. This will be our most lengthy passage. We're going to look at about 6 or 7 verses there. Hebrews 3, starting in verse 12. It says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, what is called today, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was grieved 40 years, was it not with them that they had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not." So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. So this is just encouraging us to stay steadfast. Those in the wilderness, they lost faith, and they didn't get to enter in into God's peace and rest, right? We can either be those that enter in into the joys of the home and with our Heavenly Father, or those who lost their faith and did not get to enter in. The question is, how are we going to use our talents today? Well, we have that answer in the book of Matthew. Look in Matthew 25 and verse 21. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. This is the parable of the talents and the ultimate conclusion. It says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." What a great sound, right? Enter in into the joy of thy Lord. Don't we all want to hear those words? We must continually be serving God, looking to his word, and showing that love to others, just as he showed to us. Loving God is done by keeping his commandments. John 14 and verse 15 tells us just that. Loving God is keeping his commandments. So how do we keep our eyes on the prize and know that we're doing all that we can? Well, look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Many people talk about what they're called to do with their life. I think this chapter gives us a great idea of what we're all called to do. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. For time's sake this morning, I won't read the whole chapter, but I would encourage each of you to look at Ephesians chapter 4 and read that at your earliest convenience. But look at how the chapter ends in verses 31 and 32. It says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." So don't delay another minute this morning. If you haven't become a child of God, what do you need to do? Well, the Bible tells you to repent of your sins, to confess Him as your Lord and Savior, to be baptized into His death, washed in His blood, and then live faithful unto death, knowing that a home in heaven is waiting for all of us that give our life to Him. And guess what? If we've fallen short, we need to pray for forgiveness, strength to endure, and let us all help one another with love and compassion as we continue on in this journey that we call life. I want to thank you so much for listening today, and let us continue in prayer for one another, for our leaders, and even for our enemies, knowing that we need to become all Christians, that all have faith in God, and that we can all hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Right? We still have that chance as long as we draw a breath. If at any time you ever have questions about today's lesson or any past or future lessons, we'd love to hear from you. The easiest way is at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Till next week, have a blessed day.